ADAPX, can you copy? ADAPX, can you clear? WAYRC Mobile. Kilo Echo A, Zulu Hotel Lima, monitoring. Anyone out there? Kilo Echo 8, Zulu Hotel Lima, monitoring. KEA Channel 73, clear.
KE8ZMW, monitoring. KE8ZMW, clear.
WA8RD. QB8SWR.
WR.
Saginaw County Portable Short Time.
ACA YVS, Portable and Short Time. Got you in there, Ron. Thank you. Anyone else? 3 minutes. Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Coordinator. Please call. This is Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November, standing by Michigan Section ARPL CNET.
Drop, there's no squawk, so if you want to check into the net, feel free to check in, but for the next probably half hour, there's no squawk on HF, so KBSW.
This is
Kilo
Echo 8 Delta Oscar November, net control station for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. This night meets every Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on or near a frequency of 29032. Our alternate frequencies are 5346, decimal 5 and 7232 kHz. These are designated Michigan emergency frequencies. This net is also available via VHF and UHF link repeaters, courtesy of the Central Michigan Emergency Network. If you receive the net on VHF and UHF, you are also invited to check in and participate. The net is also available on EchoLink, but will be received only. The purpose of this net is to provide a weekly statewide exchange of information and ideas concerning Roscommon, Michigan, including CS and Skywarn. All radio amateurs with a sincere interest in supporting public safety are invited and encouraged to take part in this net. This is an ARRL section level net. Regular participants include your section officials, NTS and social assistants, and representatives from these groups. This is Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November. My name is Max, and I hold the position of section emergency coordinator. From the pre-net group, I have the following stations listed. And AOBU, QD8SWR, and KCAYGF. Those stations need not check the IGM, but other stations to the net, please call now.
QD8, Papa Victor Papa, checking in for the OSCOM net.
That Whiskey 8 station, can I get a relay?
Okay, Whiskey 8, Papa Victor Papa.
Anyone hear that Whiskey 8 station?
Whiskey 8, Papa Victor Papa.
Whiskey 8, Papa Victor Papa, thank you. Next check-in, please.
Kilo Bravo 9, India Alpha Romeo, done.
Calhoun County, no traffic. 89 ILAR, I got you a light readable, thank you. Next station. Are there any relays?
Nothing heard here.
Roger that, thank you, Mike. Go ahead and we'll get started. Good afternoon, everybody. Just a couple of things going on this week for us in Region 5. There's an exercise with the hospitals, the children's hospitals in the region being planned for later this summer. Got a couple of planning sessions to go out this week. And the OSCOM subcommittee meeting will be on Wednesday evening. A reminder for that, for those that are on the list, we'll be going out shortly. Let me see here. Also, Thursday is the start of a planning session for the statewide 2026 functional exercise. That's going to be a severe weather event. And then just as a reminder, there is no net for the next 2 weeks. Next week, of course, with the Hamvention, and then the following week is Memorial Day. So I hope you all enjoy your time off, time away, and if you're in Dayton, spend a lot of money there. That's fun. With that, our next net session will be on June 1st. All right, with that, I'm going to go over on the frequency then with short time, so I'm going to start with him, and then we'll go back to the top of the roster. KCAYDF, KEADN, you're up for 10 minutes.
This is KCAYDF, portable mobile. West.
17 participates at that time. Stand by. Are you able to copy me, Max?
You are. It sounds like you're on the phone for the repeater, but I just copied that you had your airport exercise on Wednesday and you were tracking with the MS lock yesterday.
Okay, good there. Jeff was calling me at the same time. I'm not able to answer the phone at the moment. So I've just stopped to check to see if you were copying me or not. But anyhow, yeah, we had good participation. We had 17 operators show up for that event. Everything went as planned, so everything was good to go. So I appreciate all the help that everybody. We had operators from 5 different counties come in to help with that event at Frankenmuth yesterday. So I appreciate all the help for the guys that drove in for that event. So 73, everyone. Thanks, Max, for taking me. And we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks. KC8YVF clear.
All right, Ron, KC8YVF, KEAPON, Michigan Section ERPSCNet. Well, glad you were able to round up enough volunteers there, and I was sounded like you were a little late for a while, so 17 is a good number, and coming from around the area, sounds like with 5 counties participating, so good job. And we will talk with you again in a couple of weeks, 73 to you, sir. All right, now we go back to the top of the roster, NAODU to be followed by KBU-SWR. Mr. Mike, how are things with you?
Worked out in the garden with the wife all day for Mother's Day. We got up, garden planted. I didn't think there was enough today. I just happened to come in the house and picked up my phone. So I was a little slow getting here, but I'm here. But all right, I'll just listen out if I'm needed. NAW, thanks for being at control.
All right, super. NAW, KEAPON, Michigan Section ERPSC. Well, appreciate you riding along. Now you get to take the next couple of weeks off, so enjoy the weather and the outdoors and everything like that. All right, we go next to KB8SWR to be followed by W8PVP. Mr. Jeff, over to you, sir.
Good evening, Max. Everybody on the net. Yeah, Ron, I don't know if he upped his power the second time or what, but he was not. Sounded real bad on VHF, so I'm sure it didn't sound very good on HF, but just in here, doing some stuff outside. They're getting the garden planted today, so it's one of them days. Should have been out doing some tower work, but can't do it every week, and guarantee we won't be doing it next weekend. So there's lots of stuff to do, you know, stuff to fix and put up, and always something, Max. Back to you. Keep it up there.
All right, KB8SWR, KB8PON, Michigan Section ERPRC Net. Well, yeah, you do have no shortage of busy with Michigan Network with support on the dollars. No doubt you'll be back up there. This is definitely some nice weather we're having, and good to be outside like that, enjoying it. So, all right, good job, sir, and thank you for checking in. Next, we're going to go to W8PVP to be followed by KB9IAR. W8PVP, I had you real light copy, but go ahead.
Whiskey 8, Papa Victor Papa. Hopefully somebody can give a relay if necessary, but not a whole lot happening. I was able to get share stations set up for my local holder station as well as the Iosco County EOC. We participated in the CERT day's activity back about 2 weeks ago. And radio communications were high on the list. So that's about it. This is Whiskey 8, Papa Victor Papa. We're clear. Back to net control.
Over, he's done.
KBSW. Okay, roger that. Thank you. P2, we're down in the noise floor for me on the side, so I didn't get a lot of your copy there. I will say it was good to see you in Grand Rapids earlier this week, talk with you for a few minutes. All right, next we go to KB9IAR, and that'll take us to the bottom of the roster. Mr. Dine, how are you doing?
Yeah, good evening, gentlemen. Not a lot going on here, nothing, don't have anything significant. It's new with Salvation with that. Enjoying the weather here. That's about all I have. Back to next call. 88 DOS. Not an AI. All right, thank you for that. KB9IAR, KEAPN, Michigan Section AR PLC, and I think the end of service had a thought on us. I'm surprised that we could get out on the E today at home. But thank you for checking in, and always good to hear your voice. All right, this is KEAPN, Michigan Section AR PLC, and we are at the bottom of the roster. If anyone else would like to check in before we close, please call now.
This is KB8PGW. Good afternoon.
Hey, Rick, it's Julian Lima.
WSH, good afternoon.
Anyways.
Hey, Whiskey, Julian Lima, here in Detroit.
That last station, come again, please.
Number 8, Julia Lima, J in Detroit.
Okay, I'm getting a lot of breakup on that. It sounds like you're coming in over the repeater. Can you repeat it two times for me, please?
Okay. November 8, Whiskey Julia Lima. November 8, Whiskey Julia Lima.
November 8, Whiskey Julia Lima. Gotcha that time. Thank you. Anyone else, please call. Okay, let's go to John. KB8PGW to be followed by WJL. Over to you, John.
Okay, well, I hope everybody's having a good afternoon, good Mother's Day on the net. And don't know how much I had to report. I am still working towards field day. Hopefully we get some local activities. I'm going to participate with one group or another, so we'll see how things go this year. It's always fun to participate with the Saginaw group. If we can wrestle up enough entries, I'd be happy to work with the Midland crew. So we'll see how things go. It's going to be fun either way. So that's all I have. Still 3 weeks off, so plenty of time. Still enough time to reserve a spot if we need to, and work out a couple small details. So that's all I have for the month. Max, have a good afternoon. KB8PGW.
All right, KB8PGW, KB8DOM, Michigan Section of PLC. Well, thank you for checking in. Good to hear your voice, and just a couple of miles over. All right, we go next to NAWJL. We'll be at the bottom of the last one then. NAWJL, you are up for comments.
This is November 8th, Whiskey Julie Lima. I'm on the northwest side of Detroit, and I know this repeater is over there in Mount Clemens or somewhere east of me. And I was just wondering, and I'm hearing a whole lot of, is this repeater linked to something there? Go ahead.
Roger, this is, we are currently linked into an HF net, and the repeater you're hitting is part of the linked system. If you go to whiskey8charlie.november.net, you can learn more information about that repeater and other repeaters that are probably closer by to you. Over.
Hey, Charlie something.
That call time for that net is Whiskey 8 Charlie Mike November. Whiskey 8 Charlie Mike November. That's the Central Michigan Emergency Network. Over.
All right. Thank you. I have to look it up. Thank you for the info. And I'll pass it back over to you next. So this is November 8th. We're just leaving.
All right, well, thank you for checking in this afternoon. You're welcome to join us at any time. We're here on the net 5 o'clock on Sundays.
This is Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November. One more call for anyone like to join the net before we close. Please call now.
Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey Sierra Hotel, KEAWSH, Bill in Portland, Michigan.
Was that Kilo 8, Whiskey Sierra Hotel?
Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey Sierra Hotel.
Okay, roger that. I wrote it down correctly. I didn't say it right. Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey Sierra Hotel. You're up for comment, sir.
Nothing for the net. Just come in from working in the garden like a lot of people and enjoying the day and happy Mother's Day to all.
Well, thank you for that, for checking in with us and enjoy this sunny weather. All right, this is Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar, and one last call. Is there anybody else who's going to call? Hearing none, we have a total of 9 on the roster today with a runtime of 15 minutes. Thank you everybody for checking in this week, and as I say, we'll be back in 3 weeks, so June 1st will be the next session. If you're going to dating, have fun at Hamburger, stay safe and stay healthy. This is Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November, closing this session of the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Corps, returning this frequency to normal amateur use. This is Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November, closing station.
Thanks, Max. KBAWR.
Thank you, Jeff. KBAWR.
You guys have a wonderful week. Any of you clearing the remote?
Yeah, you too, my friend. I have fun down south there. KBAWR. 7-3.
Error 202.
Stand by a minute, Jay.
UHF hub disconnected.
Okay,
now we're going to get back to normal amateur use. Give me this up here.
Oh, thanks, Jeff. Sorry about that. We doubled. NAWJL from W8FU.
NAWJL. I was kind of wondering, I know it's linked to HF, what frequency, what band, what frequency was that?
That was 80 meters. Started out on 7232 and then went to 80 meters.
Sean, I sent a text, so I'll see if I can get the frequency unless you know it off the top of your head.
I don't. I was going to look to send Jay a care package of information about the Central Michigan webpage and then the one for the repeater evacs for coming in through, which actually shows the link stuff as well. And if I had that information, I could include that as well. Is there some place where Max has that information readily available?
No, because it changes. 3932 is where they were. Started out on 7232 and then went to 3932.
Okay, yeah. So there you go, Jay. Yeah, it's kind of a new thing the last couple of weeks for us. they've been running this for quite some time on the linked VHF repeater system, what they call the MI2 network on the WHCMN, Central Michigan Emergency Network. And this one is linked in with those now, being an ARPSC machine and have heavy ties to OCTCOM Michigan as well. You know, we're just late to the party. So this is a regular thing on Sunday nights, in addition to all the usual OCTCOM/ARPSC and Skywarn type stuff that you'd normally hear here. And I can get you a couple of links. I think I got your email. I think we've talked. Anyhow, Jay, go ahead, W8FU.
W8FU, okay, I'm sorry. 39, 82, and 40 meters, what was it?
Probably got the beam dialed right in on Mount Clemens, so you could hear it. If you were pointed more at the 2.6, you'd get into the Warn receiver a lot better.
Are you talking about, would that be 4.2.6? On UHF?
Yes, this repeater has a receive site at the same location. So if you were to point at that repeater, you would get into the Warren receiver, which is sounds a little cleaner right now. But you may not be able to hear the repeater, I don't know. But if you could point at Warren, you'd probably sound better. But I don't know how well you'll hear the repeater. Roger.
You talking about the flying deer?
Yes. Yes. Anyhow. Well, whatever. You're in. So we'll just leave it at that.
Make sure that's the one you're talking about. Yeah, I can hit that machine. And if I'm not mistaken, Field machine is hooked up there too. 442-500.
Yeah, but this really has nothing to do with that. I'm just saying there is a receiver for this repeater at that location. So if you point at that location, you will sound better into this system. So it has nothing to do with Phil or UHF or the 2.6. It's just that location has a receiver that would favor you if you were able to hit it. So I'm guessing that you have your beam pointed a little further north and you're kind of squirting past it. That's all I was saying. If you were to point at Warren, you'd probably sound better. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I hear you. Okay. I'll have to try that. You know, I'm just playing around. I've just ran into you guys, and I know every now and then I'll get on this machine, you know, and just to, you know, talk to people. And I was really surprised to hear that you had a net going on, and I could tell that was HF. I was just kind of wondering what was going on. Okay, thank you for the info, and
the other machine. This is NAWG. I don't know if you can.
Okay. Take care, Jay. W8FU.
W8DIG.
W8BIJ, W8BIJ from W8FU. W8BIJ from W8FU.
Crashing on the shore and
I think we got a lakefront cabin this time too.
Yeah, you can't beat that one. Glad for you in that regard. Actually, one of those days, going to the castaways and getting a cabin away from the lake and having to walk up to see it. So boy, one of the last times we went, we were really right on the beach there. That's definitely a special view there. It's a certain sunset, too.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, definitely looking forward to the sunset. Too bad. I think we were staying Monday through Friday, and I think it was only like $200 or something like that. So it's not too bad at all.
No, you can't beat those prices. That's for certain. Like you say, you'll have a good family time.
That's about it, really. I haven't done too much checking in. I know they're looking
Yeah, definitely. They had a good bet. I know it chucked into a couple of their nets before, and then they were discontinued. I know you said that they were trying to reestablish it or trying to get it going again. I've been thinking at this point, and it's been a while, I think, and not had a chance to get it going again. So, yeah, I've seen it to hear, you know, any updates on it.
Yeah, Mike, their group leader has asked around to see if there's any interest in restarting it, and so we'll see what happens. Maybe the volunteers do once in a while for net control if they need it. I told them I can't do it a whole lot because of, work and then, ARPS stuff. But, once in a while, I figured it wouldn't hurt voluntary. So, and I think it's a good opportunity to reach out in the GMRS world and maybe get some GMRSs to head on the hand side.
I agree on that one. Yeah, that's if I remember correct, that kind of is a prepper net, if I'm not mistaken, and. Like you say, see if any interest, as far as the Polk County ARPSC or the CAM radio in general. That's a good opportunity for you there.
Yeah, for sure, definitely. So I'll see what we can do on that end and see, advertise for us over here. Their repeat is up in Rochester or Troy. One of the fire departments there. So it's not too far away, and that's right there on the border. And get some more people for our group.
Absolutely, there. Yes, I totally agree. And it's been really busy with a lot of things going on, and just trying to balance family and work, and just some downtime for yourself there. Again, keeping life, not spreading yourself thin, and being able to enjoy it when you can, and those opportunities come, and if others can join, you just gotta prioritize things.
Yeah, good priorities back there, and maintain family time and stuff like that. And, a little bit of time on the GMRS side of it. I don't want to lose that aspect of it. I think it's a good mode of communication. And nice thing about that, the repeater's close enough to where if for whatever reason we've got to use it. I'm sure we can probably use it for communications on this end.
Yes, I agree. And again, it's available, and it's not ham radio, but it's another mode of communication, and absolutely. Those opportunities are there, and you're going to take them. Don't use these frequencies, and the others are knocking at the door and be allocated elsewhere. So it's important to use them, and why not?
Yeah, and it brings awareness to to our group too, and the fact that we can talk about hey, this is what we do on the ham side, and we're looking for more the people to sign up and to get on board there. So it's good. It's good ATR for us as well.
Yeah, you definitely, you know, have to, you know, not only in the, the coordinating of it, but, you know, there's, you use the word salesman or politician or politics type of thing, but, God, there is, you know, there's that, you know, get the word out and, you know, meet and greet people and those types of things. So that's an important element.
It's a great hobby, you know. It's not, you know, it's a fun hobby. It's a solid hobby to get into, and if I'm having fun and enjoying the hobby, I want to share it with others and, you know, get others involved and you know, get them into the hobby as well. So.
Yeah, I agree there. I agree. I'm trying to look up some more stuff on ham radio and activities, you know, whether it's winter field day, I'm looking at some other field day operations or quota or working, you know, in the field, that kind of thing. So I think it's, I think that's important.
It is, you know, and it's like anything else. You got to be a student of the hobby, you know, learn as much as you can. And it's like, you know, it's like I tell Micah and anybody that, you know, I work with, you know, that be a student of your job, be a student of, you know, the hobby, be a student of what you're going to learn. Because the more you know in life, the better off you'll be. And, you know, even if it's just self-satisfaction, the fact that, hey, man, you know, I know this, and I've mastered it, and I'm moving on to something else, and, you know, it's pretty cool. So just be a student of the hobby and of the you know, the career, and go from there, you know.
NHWCD, yeah. Like we said, you know, there's always something more to learn, more experimenting, more learning, learning about technology, more use of the technology. You know, we talked about Winlink and other modes of communication, antennas, and those types of things. So again, it's definitely that's stretching out. And again, like you say, being a student of the hobby, learning and growing, and put in what you're able or what you want to get out of it, and that's all. Thing.
Yeah, for sure. So, well, Dad, I am home, so I'm going to head in here and kick the vacation off. I think we're having pizza tonight, so celebrate Mother's Day. But enjoyed the conversation, North, and hopefully we'll get to hear you sometime this week. I think. He said I'm going to bring my radio, so I'll have it on, and I mean, we'll test out the DMR side of things and go from there. But I appreciate you coming along, and hopefully you guys enjoy your evening and get outside and enjoy this nice weather. 65 degrees up here, so not too bad, not too shabby.
Oh, I agree. It's beautiful weather out there. I mean, it's been a beautiful weekend. Absolutely, by all means. But, happy vacation. You know, if you guys need anything, let us know. We'll be monitoring off and on through the DMR on this one for Echo Link. But anyway, wish Leo a happy Mother's Day. And we'll let you head on in and enjoy some dinner. Time off there by all means. But good conversation. Thanks for the ride along here. 73 is the name of you and the family, and talk to you down the page. NHWCD will be clear on your mind.
Sounds good, Dad. Sounds good. You guys enjoy your evening. Tell Mom Happy Mother's Day. And that we said hi. 73s and 88s to you and Mom. K8YNU, Claire.
Hello, Charlie 8, Delta Zulu. Mobile. Anybody out there tonight in Lapeer? Delta Zulu, speak to you. Kilo, Charlie 8, Delta Zulu. Mobile and monitoring.